This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. It's time to see how healthy the housing market is with Matthew Gardner, Windermere economist. And the first thing I noticed from the latest report is that if we're talking about standalone residential homes, the change in listings was down. Let's see, it was down tremendously. It was down 10%.
In King County.
Yeah.
I think what we're doing right now is we're coming off what I define as the sugar high that we saw in 2018. We saw a massive spike in prices. We saw a big bump in listings, well above the numbers we've seen in several years. So what we're doing is we're coming off that high back to more rational numbers. Now, at the same time, does that mean it's still a tight housing market? Yeah, very much that's the case.
Have we seen the bidding stop?
Not stop, but it has certainly slowed. The days we saw, multiple offers and escalation clauses and even these groveling letters that would-be home buyers were offering to the seller to say, you know, please choose me. The best one I saw was a while ago, a letter not from a would-be home buyer, but from their dog.
Of
saying,
course.
I love your yard.
How charming.
Exactly. So please sell my owners your house.
Now, King County, it's down 10%, but I noticed a lot of for sale signs in Snohomish County. Mm. They're staying up longer. Mm. People are basically posting online begging somebody to buy their home. So it doesn't seem like the bidding wars are going on there. So what's the story in Snohomish County?
Okay. And that's interesting. If you could look at it from a historic perspective, if you could afford to live in King County, you did. And if you couldn't afford that, you jumped on I-5 and you headed north. That changed several months ago. Now people jump on I-5 and are going south to Pierce County. Why? Home prices in Pierce County are on average about $100,000 less.
That's absolutely true. I was talking with a family member down in Pierce County. They can get like a 4-bedroom home for $375,000.
Oh, yeah.
And I nearly jumped out of my seat.
Right.
That is a steal compared to prices in King and Snohomish.
It is. And you have to think about it. Why is this? And it's a very simple reason. The closer you are to the job centers, the more expensive your housing is because there's a value to our time. Yes, you can get a great house for $400,000 or whatever in Pierce County. Then you're going to spend three and a half hours a day on the road commuting to and from work. So it one offsets the other. And have we seen a lot of buyers choose to go south now because of prices? Mm-hmm. Very much that's the case.
We're talking a lot about home buyers, home sellers, yeah. Not talking a lot about people who do own their homes right mm-hmm. now. That includes myself. And what's going through my mind with seeing all these for sale signs, mm-hmm. seeing them up for a long time, are we going to hit that point again where all the value my home has gained is going to come crashing down?
No, and we're not. Here's the interesting thing. When do you think the last time we saw in Seattle a normal housing market was? Any ideas?
No idea.
Late 1990s. Think about it. 2000, after the Boston.com bubble, 2000 through 2008, what were prices doing? Skyrocketing.
Yeah.
2008 through 2012, what were they
They're
doing?
They're plummeting.
2012 through 2018, what were they doing?
Skyrocketing
again.
Yeah.
A lot of people have forgotten what normal looks like. Okay. We look at it in terms of months of inventory, as in how long would it take to sell all the homes on the market given the total number of sales the previous month? Mm-hmm. A normal housing market should be about 4 months. What are we at right now? King County?
Yeah.
So just because you're seeing listings stay on the market a bit longer, that actually is not necessarily a surprise. Mm. Over the last several years, home sellers have been really lucky. I mean, they think, you know what, I prune my rhododendron tree, my home is worth 30 grand
yes.
more than the guy next door.
Totally.
So the expectations as a seller is, we've had 6 or so years, massive price increases, that can continue. My home is worth more and more and more. In reality, it isn't. Mm. And so what we are certainly seeing around the region is, well-priced, well-located homes are still selling very quickly. So the massive drop you're talking about, well, a lot of things have to come into play. We're certainly not in another housing bubble. People using adjustable rate mortgages is remarkably low. Credit quality on home buyers is ridiculously high.
Mm-hmm. And just for people who are looking at their retirement funds and hearing all these warnings about recession, et cetera, as an economist, do you see any magical messages in those various charts that stockbrokers look at that say, uh-oh, recession coming?
Oh, lots of them. In fact, I forecast that we'd see a business cycle recession back in early 2018, I said by the end of 2020. People were laughing at me back then. Mm-hmm. They thought I was just a stupid idiot English economist. Now they're coming around. So when it comes to housing, is that a concern? No, it's not. I looked at home prices at the start of a recession and at the end, going back to the 1970s. Home prices flatline. They do not go down. The only time they did is the last recession,
because that was based in...
It is based in housing. Exactly right.
Right. I think it's good to explain, and it was good for you to explain this to me, that you hear the word recession, mm-hmm. and it's not a rubber stamp for this is what happens. Yep. There's different brands of recession.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. And this is a working circle. America's had 47 recessions in its history. It's going to have 47 more, and it's going to be okay. It is a reset. And if we start saying, perhaps I should start squirreling away a bit more money, that in turn can actually slow our economy down fairly dramatically.
I can tell you already the millennials are. We lived through the recession. It affected us greatly when it came to college and savings. Yeah. And I just I don't know, I have a gut feeling based on my peer group that millennials are saving.
Oh, no, and they are. And that's fascinating because you think about it, the recession that you remember most clearly was the second worst recession in U.S. history.
And it affected our parents. It affected us.
Massively
and
so.
And those scars live on.
It was scary. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, what do we do when we get scared? We get paralyzed. We do nothing. Mm-hmm. And we start saving. We don't start going out. And that can actually cause an economic contraction.
Matthew Gardner, Chief Windermere Economist. Matthew, thank you very much.